have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Much pain, doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew. And I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really?
If there's any more grace, hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're super excited to be with you on today and thankful that you took time out of your schedule to join us on today. Listen, we send a shout out to you for listening in on today. We pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you for continually listening in. We are thankful for each opportunity that we have with you. Also, we want to encourage you to continue to listen to Elation Radio. We are on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we love you, the community. We also send a shout out to our very own producer, Dr. Timmy Robinson, the CEO and visionary. God bless you and all of our Elation family. I send a shout out to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you for your love and your support. Also, we want you to know nothing could take place without our belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He just makes it happen, and our Abba Father, and we're glad about it. We acknowledge him and want you to know we love you. So, I want you to know, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, yet that will inspire and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. Hallelujah. That is what the Just For You podcast is all about. Well, listen, we've been blessed to make it back to another week where we can share, uplift each other, listen in to some good word, and also find out what's going on in our communities. We are super excited about all that is taking place. Did you know that you have a very important part in community? Before we go any further, we want to invite the Lord in to hear to do what he wants done with this podcast, that it may be a blessing to all that hear it. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. Thank you for being with us, leading us, guiding us, and directing us. We desire your presence, your understanding, your wealth of wisdom in all that we do. We need you. We're asking you to come in, have your divine will and way, show up and show out. We are grateful for the opportunity to serve, and thank you for every listener listening in, whether it is live or at the replay. Bless their homes, families. Thank you for this radio station called Elation Radio. Thank you for Dr. Timmy Robinson and the team and all of our Elation family. Thank you for my family. We desire for you to get the glory out of everything that we do. Have your way and your way only in this podcast. We say thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you again for listening in. Listen, every week we want to share what is in the spiritual as well as the natural. We want you to be encouraged and lifted up. And on today, our thoughts are on serving. So I want you to know, in order to be a great leader, you need to serve. Serving comes in various forms, but is beneficial to those that you give your service to, whether it be your faith, whether it be your community, whether it be in your family. Your ideal, your heart about serving will be revealed. Today we're going to be studying from Romans 12. As you know, we go through super fast. Want these nuggets to be left so that you can take what you need and be able to move forward. Listen, we'll be studying today from Romans 12, and this is the King James Version, and it reads as such. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's stop right there. What does it mean to have a reasonable service? It is what is expected. It is what is given when you believe and want to live a certain way. You want to change your thinking. But can I say your thought process also be changed in life, in community, that those things that you believe that are beneficial to service to others can come to pass. We recognize as our society that there are so many different ills. There's so many things that we deal with in life. There's prejudice. There's racism. There's so many different things on the levels of crime and various things. All of these things require mind changes, all right? You cannot better a community, a church, any environment, spiritually or naturally, without correct thinking. And what is correct thinking? What's acceptable and what is beneficial to help in a positive way? For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everyone has a measure of faith. Whether they use it or not, it is completely up to them, but they are given tools to work with. When your child is in the womb, that child has something that's been given that no other child in your family can do because they are individual. We all have individual fingerprints. They are not the same. For as many have members in one body, and all members have not the same office, and we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Let me stop right there. Because it is considered the body of Christ, because you work in an environment with others, because you serve in your community, because you serve in your local assembly, what is on the front of that organization, that church, that ministry, whatever you're doing is a name. That name is includes all that is a part of it, that are a part of it. So therefore, we must consider when we're serving others as we serve that we are connected in some way. Our connection should lead us to positive, important things that will be accomplished for the betterment of all. when you have an organization, when you have a ministry, when you have a church, whatever you have, and there is a local group, they are considered a team. Team, I always heard at many, many events, is together everyone accomplishes more. But can I also tell you that when you're like-minded, many things can be accomplished because of everyone being on the same page. This is important. So we, being many, are one in the body of Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let's understand that overall. Yes, it is biblical, but yes, we have to look at it this way. When we talk about the word minister, it simply means to serve. You can serve. Everyone can serve. And in serving, it is a great heart in that. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Why is that important? Even there are campaigns, whether you work, they all want you to be respectful and kind. Why? Because in doing so, you can change someone's life. There are going to be times when trials come. There are going to be times when difficult things happen. But our attitude and mindset in those things, being firm, being honest, being truthful, have to go back to, at times, we need to be kind. Everything isn't always a frustrating moment. So when we live in a quadrant of frustration, we tear apart our lives. It's hard to build when you're in a quadrant of emergency, or you are so unkind that it's difficult to work with others. You want to love. You want to be kind. And yet in those times when you need to be firm, to think soberly of how to do that, right? The word says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. That means whatever you're doing, you want to do your best. We call it having a spirit of excellence. That means putting your best foot forward. You can say, if someone says to you, we have Dr. Jacqueline Lewis-Harris that is going to be on today. Listen, I'm sure as a professor, I'm sure as though she's had to instruct, that there was a certain acceptability to have for their work, all right? You just can't do anything anyway to receive an excellent grade. You can't just throw things together. We have to be able to take the time, take thought, take the mindset to give our best and do our best, and let it be done so without it being sorrowful. We want to make sure that we take the time to not just do things, but to do them well, to make sure we're serving well. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing constant in prayer, continuing instant in prayer. Before we begin, we pray. Why? It is essential to ask the Lord to bless the podcast, to bless the guests, to bless those that are connected. We are indeed praying that his will be done. This podcast isn't just for those who like the gospel. This is a community podcast. We believe in serving, and that means that we have to think of all people. We can't just think of one person, even though my faith may be different than someone else's, all right? We must be truthful and yet stand on the word of God. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Uh-oh. You mean to tell me you have to be nice to people according to the faith to be able to bless them when they do you wrong? And it says, and curse not. This is a hard thing to do at times, right? Look at all the things we've been through in history. Look at all the things we've been through in life. But there is one that protects us and keeps us like no other. And we call him Abba Father. I know that although we are seeking justice, want justice for things, justice will come when we get a mindset to serve together and do the right thing. We want God to be pleased and to really, really look at what is going on, that he can come in and help us with everything we need help with. All right? It's important on a team to know who to go to. You already know. When you're doing something, there has to be a leader, and yet there has to be those that are working on the team. So how do we put that together that the word will work with it, that our team mentality will get things done? We have to keep these mindsets, okay? Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Can I stop there? It is vital to me to celebrate others. You will find me on Facebook. Find me in groups. Find me. I love to celebrate others. Why? Because it is essential for us to do that, because we recognize that there are things that are going on. Come on. There are things happening. And we have to realize the importance of celebrating others. I don't just seek to have myself. When I am a part of a group, an organization, ministry, leading, whatever I'm doing, I want to always celebrate others. It's bigger than birthdays. It's bigger than just letting people know they matter. It is vital. We don't know what people have been through. Your congratulations can shift the way someone thinks about you. It is important to know that God is in control. So I want people to know when they see me, when they see those connected with me, that we're celebratory, right? We're very celebratory. Be of the same mind one toward another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as possible, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. This is the number one thing that we should do. Live peaceably with all men as best as possible. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. We don't have to fight our own battles when we're in the Lord. We can rest assured that things are well and that he is able to take care of the matter. He knows what to do, how to do it, when to do it, because he is the Lord. He knows how to handle those things that bother our hearts, bother our minds. It may take time. I just heard a story. I don't know if you saw it, where over 100 years there was an injustice towards a particular battalion that received justice for crimes that had been, they were accused of. And now their families, after 100 years, are eligible for certain benefits. It took a long time. I don't know what you're facing. It may take a long time. But the most important thing to know is that all is well. Things are working for the good. So I want you to know today, there are things that will happen, sometimes not on our schedule, because life, time, has a certain way it operates. And it is important to understand when it doesn't seem fair, when it doesn't, that it doesn't mean it's not going to be taken care of. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. In doing so, thou shalt repose a fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. This is very important. There are times when people go through so much, and yet life happens. But we trust God. In this hour where life is lifting or going through, the holidays, I often say, are not always cheerful for so many. There are many that have losses. There are many that go through things. Perhaps they're going through an affliction. But yet we have the grace of life. May we take away today, this is a key opportunity to serve others. Serve them in your local assemblies. Serve them in your community. See about the elderly. You know, I'm going to always talk about looking after the elderly, the youth. Today's guest is going to talk about social connectedness. Why is that important? Because we all need some form of connection. And that is so key in this hour. We can do a lot of things, but we weren't created to be alone. So therefore, you can like to be alone, but it is important to be connected. And so I want to encourage you today to remember these nuggets. Be kind to one another. Support and celebrate one another. Think accordingly to what would be good in your life, in your family, in your service, in your faith, and all that you do that someone else can see there is hope. That may be the connector for them to continue to press in life a little harder. Continue to encourage. Continue to pray for people. Continue to think before you do. Think before you say. Understand that it is important to make sure you understand that some things can never be taken back. But what we do to show love will always be remembered. You know how I know that? And most of the times that we have a loved one that has gone on to be with the Lord, we remember the loved one. But if you sit and you listen, they always remember the life that they lived. And I'm not talking about just at the church or wherever the services were. I'm talking about family, friends. May we live so. Our service to others are remembered not just when we're doing it, but long after we're gone, that someone can remember the intentional work you did in the earth, that they would remind themselves of your service. I pray this week's exhortation has been fulfilling and it has given you something to look towards. We all have something to give. It may be in different capacities, but what we give, we want to give in love and in service to others that they may remember the Lord. They may remember us. They may remember your family. They may remember your work. They may remember your talents, your gifts. Maybe it's your funding, your increase, the way you are able to build funding, or whatever it is. May you understand today how critical service is to others. It goes beyond the paycheck. It goes beyond when people are looking. It simply means to meet the needs of others in joy and in peace, that they can know that they are loved. They are thought about. They are cared. And I pray we take not only this season, because this is the season we gather for dinners, we gather to go do things, we gather to serve, but may it continue throughout our lives that others will know what that service means as well. So thank you for listening in this week to this week's exhortation. I'm excited about it. We're grateful for it. And thank you for taking the time to listen in to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. Now, as stated, we have a guest today in the person of Dr. Jacqueline A. Lewis-Harris, who is, she wears so many hats. She's a board member of Proud People Reaching Out for Unity and Diversity. I see she's a part of a Red Circle. She's a Trailblazer awardee from UNSL. She has so many things that she's accomplished that she continues to do in the community. I have the honor and privilege of serving with her and just adore her. I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than Dr. Jacqueline A. Lewis-Harris. Thank you for joining us on today. All righty. I'll get a cue from the producer whether or not she's on the line. Not, we're just going to talk until she gets here. And I do know that we are preparing for an event on tomorrow. And I will see if something has come up. But we definitely want to make sure that we have her on the line. If you could let me know if our guest is on the line. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to continue to move on to talk about social connectedness on tomorrow. On tomorrow at the Ferguson Library, there will be a special event which is entitled Social Connectedness. It is going to be presented by Proud People Reaching Out for Unity and Diversity. Proud is based out of Ferguson, Missouri, and the important thing to understand with this is that this particular organization has been active for over 30 years. They're doing an important work of connecting people with social as well as educational and medical and all different types of entities that are our lives. But on tomorrow at the Ferguson Library, it is located at 35 North Florissant Road in Ferguson, Missouri. They will host what is called the Importance of Social Connectedness. Again, that's the Importance of Social Connectedness. This is going to be based on the U.S. Surgeon Journal's report. Now, listen, if you're not familiar with this report, it is a very lengthy report, but it's going to be dissected as we can look at all of those things that affect the population, community, since COVID, and currently. So we need to understand the importance of connecting. And this particular report is going to deal with the epidemic of loneliness and isolation. It's not good, okay? So biblically, so it is written, it is not good for man to be alone. Hallelujah. It is not good for man to be alone. So it is stated biblically so, but it's also not good, even as we live our lives, to be distant from one another, because we are made to be connected. We're made to have human interaction, a call, a human touch, to be involved in some capacity. And we found out very quickly with COVID how quickly people went into various realms because the social connection wasn't there any longer. Let's talk about it. So when Thanksgiving happened and it was during COVID, there were so many people that weren't able to be with loved ones. They weren't able to connect as they would, getting a hug when they come in the door, sitting down discoursing and it not be 6 feet apart. There were various things that took place that immediately reminded them how much they needed one another. And for some, it was devastating. They couldn't function because they are so used to being connected. I want you to know we're approaching Thanksgiving again. Still have some things out there with the virus, and we have some things that are happening. So we always want to be cautious, safe, to be able to move forward. However, we understand there are times when that's not going to happen. Some people are not going to keep up with all of the recommendations. But in doing so, we have to still find a way to be connected. So what we found in some healthy ways, I know for our family, those that would normally gather, we all recognized we wouldn't be able to gather. So we did a Zoom call, and we were able to see each other, talk about what we were going to do for the day. Those things kept us, Zoom kept us connected. Perhaps your family or wherever you are, they had something different, whether it was Thanksgiving or another time in your life, there was an option that kept you connected. When we face these different things, we want to find positive ways to interact and to be able to share vital information that will help us to continue to be safe and social. So on tomorrow, Thursday evening at 6 p.m., at the Ferguson Public Library. They are located at 35 North Florissant Road in Ferguson, Missouri. As you know, Ferguson is known for quite a few things. But on tomorrow, there will be a gathering of those who want to learn more about this U.S. Surgeon General's report. And I want you, if you're interested in obtaining that report or attending this function, you can, you may do so. It will be, again, at 35 North in Ferguson, Missouri. If you, for any reason, cannot attend but would like to learn more about the social connectedness presented by Trowd, you can reach them also via Zoom. The meeting ID is 859-1368-3493. Passcode is Proud, P-R-O-U-D, all capital letters. So therefore, we want you to be involved. We want you to connect. We want you to be able to hear and be prepared. This is a very diverse group, so we're going to see various cultures, various races, but be prepared to attend with an open mind and to walk away learning something new about social connectedness. The president of Proud is Mr. Alan Mueller. He's been a guest on Just For You, and I'm telling you, they are getting prepared for other things coming up that you do not want to miss. For more information about Proud, please visit them at Proud, and there's a dash Ferguson, so www.proud-ferguson.org, okay? And you'll be able to find out more information about Proud, upcoming events, what they're up to, what they're doing. We're going to say that we know that Dr. Jacqueline is a very, very busy person, and I'm sure something came up that she wasn't able to appear today, but we're thankful for her accepting the opportunity to appear, and we definitely will connect her in at another time. So thank you for listening about the importance of social connectedness with Proud. I want to share with you, as we close out, we have some announcements that we definitely want you to learn more about, right? There are so many things happening on this week and next week and the week after that we want to share with you, all right? First of all, we want to say happy birthday. If your birthday is in the month of November, thank you so much for being a part of this life, celebrating another year. We say happy birthday to you. Perhaps it's not your birthday, but maybe something important has happened in your life. We want to say thank you for showing up and doing what you do. We also want you to be aware that we are excited when you birth out events, books, things that make you who you are. Thank you for sharing what you share with the rest of the world, that we can be better because of the things that you are doing, because we appreciate you. We know on the other side, there are times when life happens. Life is life, and things are coming to pass in a different way. Maybe there's a loved one that has passed. Maybe there's someone that is ill. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe there's trouble in the family. Whatever it is, we want you to know here at the Just For You podcast and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We don't just come on the air. We do take your prayer requests seriously, and we are lifting you up. We want to say also, this is a high time of need for a lot of families. There are various places that are providing food as well as events. Let's talk about some. We have United Way, and you can dial them in the St. Louis area at 211. That's 211. And they will be able to go ahead and get you assistance according to what you need. How do they do it? They have a referral specialist that will get your name and information, and they will direct you from there. You can get more information on United Way by looking them up online and finding them under United Way. In St. Louis, you will dial 211, all right? We also have Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. They have over 60 programs and all kinds of referrals, assistance, things that will affect our lives in a positive way, to provide job fairs, all of these things. In this hour, they always have a food drive that will be closer to the Thanksgiving time. They have many things that are going on. Please look at the calendar and schedules at ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. I want to share about the Harvest Christian University. They're going to be in partnership with Dr. Larry Sanders of HCU. And they're going to be doing a turkey giveaway. When? Sunday, November the 19th. It will be at 12 noon to 3 p.m. while supplies last. It's going to be held at the United in Worship Temple of Deliverance Church, and this is with at 5001 Washington in St. Louis, Missouri, 63114. We'd like to thank Committee Woman Yolanda Yancey for providing this announcement for the public and for letting us know about this turkey giveaway. We also want you to be aware that in St. Louis, at the St. Louis County Library, they prepare for young people, seniors, all that attend the library in some aspect. They have services available. Outside just checking out your books, checking out your videos, they offer feedings for the youth after school. They offer toddler diapers. Can you believe that? At the library. They offer in-home senior services that they can send books to the home. They arrange things. They have given away Chromebooks for those that did not have the internet, as well as they continue to work towards things that help our community. We also know that they offer monthly products for women. For more information about the St. Louis County Library, please look them up at slcl.org. That's slcl.org. They have so many things that are on, and I promise you, you'll be stronger and healthier for it because they have a huge opportunity to serve the community with more than books, all right? I want to also tell you about an upcoming event that is coming up for the private screening of, you guessed it, The Color Purple in St. Louis. This will be on December the 3rd. Let me make sure I can get that information for you to correctly. Okay, here it is. This information for The Color Purple will be on December the 9th. December the 9th at the 241 Theater. It's located at 55 Page Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri, 63133. For more information, please contact Dr. Monica Butler or Yolanda, Committee Woman Yolanda Yo Yancey on Facebook. They'll be able to tell you about tickets, all of the things you'll need to do. They want you to wear your purple, wear your purple. Wear your purple. Let me say it one more time. Wear your purple. And I'm looking for a time. It's going to be at 3 p.m. So, again, The Color Purple will have a private screening. It's going to be at 3 p.m. on December 9th at the 241 Theater, 6755 Page Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63133. You do not want to miss it. If you're a fan of the movie, this is the newest version of The Color Purple, highly, highly, highly publicized, and already there's talk of it being sold out. So if you want to be a part of that screening, please connect with your Committee Woman Yolanda, that's Yolanda, and her name on Facebook is Yo/Diva Yancey, Yance. She'll be able to give you information concerning tickets and how to attend. Also, I want to inform you, Thanksgiving is coming up. There are many locations with Thanksgiving dinners, things of that nature. Please, please, please take a moment to think about those you can serve and help. If you are not currently serving at a center or doing something of that sort, but you want to be a blessing and a help, I want you to take the time to think about your family, your friends, those in the community. You may not want them to know it's you. It's okay, but find a way to be a blessing and serve someone. It may be running your local senior that's in your community, the store, to some place they need to go, a doctor's appointment. Maybe, if it's not that, maybe it's some young person in the neighborhood. Maybe you've noticed that maybe they don't have tennis shoes, or they be a blessing as the Lord has blessed you. Find a way to be of service to someone else. And not only that, in your local church, maybe you've heard the pastor say, we need more of this, or we, and the Lord blesses you with more. Be a blessing. Be of service to someone that they know you love them and you care. By all means, please make sure you do it in your own family. Check up on the seniors in your family. Check up on family members. Let your love be known. I decree and declare there shall be joy after this. And to those that are not socially connected, please make sure you check on them. I often say, and I will continue to say it, especially during these holidays, there are people that if you notice the doors are not open, you notice the cars haven't moved, you notice that the children aren't out playing, you notice something is different in your local community on your block. Maybe it's in your church area. Wherever you may be, pay attention. Someone's life depends on it. I want to also let you know, on Mondays, you can hear Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright with Kingdom Wisdom Weekly at 8:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. On Wednesdays, meet us back here on Elation Radio. We will be glad to serve you with another podcast with more community information at 5:30 p.m. You have many ways you can hear the podcast. You can call in, and as you call in, you'll be able to connect with us. You can hear us on YouTube. You can pull it up and listen to these podcasts, and also you can connect with us on Blog Talk. Whichever way you decide to do it, we are good. We are here to serve. Dr. Kimmy's job and her heart is to make sure this gospel gets out. This is why it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can hear us on most digital platforms. Look up Elation Radio, and you will find us there, and you will also find that there are other things and other podcasts and other events happening across the country. I want to also congratulate, of course you knew I was going to do it, our very own Shay Samuels, who appeared on Atlanta Live. God bless you. So our very own Bishop, and that is Bishop, we used to call him Elder, but Bishop Ernest Richards. And he is now co-host, the Spin Awards co-host of the year, with also Nina Taylor. We are so excited about them being co-host of the year with Spin Awards. Listen, don't go to sleep on Elation. Elation family members here are serving and moving, all for the kingdom that God can be glorified. We want to congratulate all of you that are doing great things in the community. We always appreciate the good service that you do. We present opportunities for the people to connect because of the great things that are happening in our city. I know St. Louis is really, really getting prepared for a lot of things that they hear at times that are negative, but there are some great things happening in the St. Louis area. On December 31st, the St. Louis area is preparing for NYESTL. This is presented by Operation STL for Young People. What? Question. Yep, I said it. Anybody that knows me know I love young people, Christian hip-hop. Listen, I enjoy seeing young people enjoy a great atmosphere coming up. We have more information about this coming up in the St. Louis area. We're expecting up to 125 youth. So please, if you've ever been to an Operation STL event, you know how it goes. We love people. We love things. Serving in the community. This is under the leadership of Eric Ross, a very powerful leader in the St. Louis area, who is attentive and he's excited to serve in the St. Louis area with helping with youth and events. So for more information, I'll be back on to share the development of location, time, get your young people ready, because truly they do not want to miss this. If you are currently a volunteer at your local church that has been background checked, yes, I said it, background checked, and you'd like to volunteer, you can contact me, Michelle Wright, at 314-405-1711 for more information so that we can connect you up for the event. We are super excited about all that is happening in the St. Louis area. Listen, life is about community, not just church. The church and community are in the same thing. There are churches on nearly every corner. And if not, we have enough of them that we have to think unity, not just our own, to serve together, love one another, develop and help one another as best we can. It is about serving. And so I'm honored to hear of organizations, honored to hear of radio stations, honored to hear of various people doing great things for the kingdom, like-minded to build the community and the kingdom of God. He is in charge. Let your gifts be a blessing to someone else. My Lord, today, if we didn't learn this when we were young, listen, before we close out, let me share this little testimony with you. I remember watching my mom, and I often say this, how her servitude to others affected my life. She would participate with March of Dimes and take me and my siblings up and down the street with her. Some people would be kind. Some would be so mean. We would be so frustrated at times, saying, why do they have to close the door? Why are they so mean? You're trying to help people. But so it is with life. What my mother taught me was there is a blessing in serving others. What I found was those that did answer the door had the right spirit. They were willing to do. And guess what? We didn't come back without purpose or empty-handed. When you're serving, it's not always going to be what you think, but my mother taught me if the purpose was what was important, then we had to tough it out. We had to be reminding ourselves that it wasn't about us and going up and down the street and not coming back with whatever, but it was the fact that we went out the door. That's a word for somebody, just to do it in the first place with a willing spirit and an upright heart, that someone could feel we were concerned and excited about serving others. So I want to remind you, your servitude isn't in vain. To this day, I remember with my mom resting, gone to glory, how great it was to serve with her. She was my shero. She showed me how to serve in love, and I am forever grateful. I can remember the meals cooked and the things she did when someone has passed on. It is feel the same way in my heart today. So for those of you who wonder, does your servitude matter? It does. I watched Dr. Kenny Robinson through trials, tribulations, continually make sure that Elation Radio and our teams have what we need to go forth to do the things of the Lord. We thank her and appreciate her. And I want you to take time out to thank your pastors. Thank those that have imparted in your life, not just because it's Thanksgiving, because it's the right thing to do. I pray you will continually take these nuggets, let them work for you, as we are excited about it working for us. And we will look forward to seeing all the great things that will happen because we serve other people. Well, the time has run out. We have prayed. We're remembering Israel in our prayers and those that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake and all of the things that are happening in our country. We're remembering families. If you've lost a loved one, we send our condolences to you. If you're enduring hardship, maybe you're in the hospital, we are praying for families and individuals. We are praying for young people, and we're thankful that we are doing what needs to be done, that things can be well. I believe that this is an hour where we have to pay attention to what's happening. And if we do, we'll find a brighter tomorrow. Just one moment. I believe our guest wants to say hello.
Here in Ferguson, from people reaching out for unity and diversity.
Yes.
And we're having a session tomorrow because we're trying to get people to basically get back into communications again and to see how we can move the community forward.
Yes. Well, Dr. Jackie, I want to say thank you for the work that you're doing with PROUD, and we thank you for just saying hi to us on today and letting us know that this is important. Social connectedness is important. It is critical in this hour. As I've stated to the listening audience, we know our schedules can be behind. I admire you for taking the time, in spite of all that you're doing, to just say hi to us and let us know about this event. I want to ask you, are there anything else that you'd like to share? We know it's going to be at 35 North Florissant Road on tomorrow. Is there anything else we should be prepared of? We've given them the Zoom link. Is there anything specific you can think of that you'd like for the listening audience to know?
Yes, with the Zoom link and poster, there's actually the address for the PDF for the whole brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to break down into like five or six discussion groups, depending on how many people are participating.
Yes.
And give people time to actually meet with their community and discuss a point of one of the 5 points from the report, and then we'll get back together. But we want to make this the beginning of something, not the end of something.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And we'll have handouts for people who attend so that if they want to carry on into five or six different groups for another session, we could also do that. And it is in the Ferguson Library. When you come in, go ask for the discussion group. Is going to be back in the conference room if you've not been there before, because it's in the back of the library near the restrooms.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, can you tell them, I know it begins at 6, and are they expected to bring anything? Are they just coming? What would you like for them to do, just to go to the conference room? And then from there, you guys will lead and facilitate, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The first first 10 minutes, basically, we'll just be talking about why the government actually sent this report out and the concerns that they had for people as a whole, and then we're going to break out into groups for our discussion, because the main thing is for people to interact and be able to express themselves as to their concerns. But we also have an online link for those people who can't attend for face-to-face, and we'll have a topic for them to discuss too.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like an excellent opportunity for people to get together. We did express this is a diverse group, so we're looking forward to seeing many people come out to be able to share in this U.S. Surgeon General's report. I thank you so very much, Dr. Jacqueline A. Lewis-Harris. You know I care, and thank you so much about you attending today, and we have posted that information. We've let them know where the location is. You've heard from Dr. Jacqueline A. Lewis-Harris, who's given us an itinerary brief for tomorrow. For more information, you can contact Proud at www.proud.org/Ferguson.org. Thank you again, Dr. Jacqueline A. Lewis-Harris, for joining us. Are there any other details or upcoming events you'd like to talk about?
No, not right now. What we're doing is hopefully kicking off a season of communication and opportunities for people to meet in groups and basically get to know their neighbors and see how we can move the regional community forward. And I thank you so much for using the platform of your podcast for getting this information out.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity and the work that Proud is doing in the community. Well, you just heard from Dr. Jacqueline A. Lewis-Harris of Proud. She is a board member amongst being a Trailblazer awardee, Red Circle. There's a list of stuff that she does, and we're grateful for all of her gifts in the community as well as in her profession. She's an awesome woman. And again, this is going to be on tomorrow. You've heard us say it. It's tomorrow. That's November 16th at 6 p.m. at 35 North Florissant, and that is in Ferguson, Missouri, and it's at the Ferguson Library. Well, we thank you for listening to today's Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We look to have you back here, if the Lord says the same, next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., and that will be Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. For more information about Elation Radio, visit us on most digital platforms such as YouTube, various ones, Spotify, but more so, know that we are connecting with you as we connect with the church and the community. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright.
Thank you.
Thank you.